gosh, everybody, coming live to you from the Realty Growth headquarters in Rochester, Minnesota. We have another awesome and exciting podcast for Real Growth podcast here. This is really cool because this is one of our own, which I really love to kind of hear about someone that is not only working in the business, but is working right alongside us at Realty Growth. So I would like to introduce everybody to our guest today, Mr. Gunnar Grimsrud. What's happening,
Howdy.
G-Unit?
Not much, man. This is exciting. I feel legit with all the lights and cameras, and this is super cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's come a long ways since I think when we started this. Nathan could probably tell you. You know, we worked back behind us here, so this is just, you know, this is a little bit nicer
and
just,
yeah,
like, got a cooler vibe, I guess.
Oh, it's legit. And the drum set and it's just, yeah, it's awesome down here.
It's super cool. Well, you know, thank you everybody out there for listening today. Like I said, this will be a pretty fun episode, hanging with one of our own. Gunnar's got, obviously, like all of us, a great story, a great growth story, which is why we're here talking about growth, not only as an individual, but as an entrepreneur. And so, you know, how I usually like going about doing things is just kind of understanding, Gunnar, you know, what your background, you know, what's kind of your story before we kind of get started, because
sure,
the beginning of everyone's journey plays a role into why we're doing what we're doing.
So yeah. Yeah.
Who is Gunnar Grimsrud?
Oh man. Well, so I guess my background, I grew up in the Rochester area. I was born in North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, actually. And I was there for a couple years. My dad was coaching basketball at North Dakota State when I was born. But early on, moved over to Rochester. Both my parents' family are from Rushford, Minnesota. So just a little bit southeast of here. Some of you guys are familiar with where that is. But so they grew up in a small town in Minnesota. And like I said, when I was very young, moved to Rochester. And then this is where I've been basically my entire life. So grew up here, went to Lincoln. It's gone through a few different names, but it was Lincoln K-8 Choice School.
Oh.
All through, you know, kindergarten on, all the way through middle school. And then went to Mayo High School.
Go Spartans.
Go Spartans, yep. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep, Mayo High School, you know, flew by quick. And then I went off to college at South Dakota State University.
You played football there, right?
I did. I played football. Okay, cool. And that was kind of my main thing going into college. It's not that I wasn't thinking about my career. I'd say I was. I mean, just from whatever way that looks as a, you know, 16, 17 year old,
right,
heading into college.
Right.
But my main priority was football. I was super invested in sports, and that was kind of where I found a lot of my identity. So going into college, yep, went over to South Dakota State, had a great opportunity to go play at a pretty high level of football over there, which was kind of one of my dreams since I was little, and especially as I continued to play in high school. So had an opportunity to go play there, and it was great. I had a lot of fun, but throughout college, you know, I realized early on, after my second year of playing, realized, you know, I wasn't going to be making it to the NFL. And although that had been something that I was super passionate about in my life, it was, you know, my mind was shifting more from the football identity to what in the world am I going to do with the rest of my life now?
Sure.
Right. So I was blessed enough to have, my now wife, Erin. We have a 9-month-old son, Griffin, and it's just fantastic. And I was blessed enough to have her throughout college with me. But it was really in college that I started, like I said, thinking about, okay, well, what do I want to do after this? And I knew I was, you know, smart, and I knew I'd be able to find something. I didn't know what I, you know, my passions were football and just being with people. People has always been my passion. You know, so I didn't necessarily grow up thinking, yes, I want to do this job or I want to do this. I went into college pre-med because I was just,
You're a Rochester kid, right?
Yeah.
Gunnar and I have very similar stories because I was the same exact way.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a matter of, well, you know, hey, I think I'm smart. I think I can do this.
Yeah.
I'll be an orthopedic surgeon. Sure. You know, my only thought to that was I had some football injuries and I had to have my hand repaired in high school, my senior year, you know, by an orthopedic surgeon. And so that was kind of the first thing that I'm like, wow, that's... Hey.
That could be
that guy's legit. Yeah, I could. Yeah. Maybe I could do that.
Get down,
you know,
on that.
So, like I said, went into college, pre-med. I found out very quickly that, you know, obviously there's a lot of work involved. Mm-hmm. But freshman year, being, you know, football, especially at that level, it's like a
full-time job, right?
It's like a full-time job. So having that, and then also having to go to, you know, bio and chem, and then the bio and chem 2-hour labs each week that went along with it. And man, it didn't take me too long to realize
this might not be
like
what...
this is a, yeah. At first, and it's weird because my mindset, I never wanted to quit or stop anything. I'd never like just, you know, quit or change or even change courses. Like when I look back, it's like it's a blessing. I was never going to be a doctor, right? So it's happened the way it was supposed to, but in my own head, I had a hard time even shifting my major from pre-med to anything else because I just, in my head, I'm like, well, this is what I signed up for. This is what I'm going to go do.
Yeah.
But swallowed my pride and kind of had a change of mindset and just like, you know, I think it's okay that I don't want to do all those things required to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Right. And that was hard for me because like I said, it was like, it was almost like I felt like I was letting myself down.
Sure.
But again, you know, having the vantage point of where I'm at now and the relationships I've made, and obviously I'll finish my story, but looking back, obviously it happened the exact way for a reason, but, getting a little off course, I guess. Where is it? So yeah. So went in pre-med, didn't work out, switched it to, you know, business economics.
Just, cool.
I like business. I like numbers. I was kind of a math guy. And you know, when I realized I wasn't going to be a doctor, I was like, well, I'm going to do something in the business world. Obviously, that's a huge,
very,
you know,
broad,
it could be anything.
But
it's very broad.
Exactly. But
I had time, right?
Exactly.
So switched over to business econ, got through that. And then it was actually my senior year. I had had, and I was kind of dabbling around with going to law school a little bit because it was sort of in that realm of business. And, you know, I wasn't going to be a doctor, but thought, hey, maybe I'll go to law school. That didn't end up happening either, but throughout that course or throughout that, time frame, my senior year, one of my favorite professors, Brittany McKnight, she was an attorney or is an attorney who taught a few of my classes senior year. And one of them was a real estate class. And
cool.
And it was just, you know, and cause I had always, I guess, known about real estate or, you know, I'd picture, you know, I knew it had to do with buying and selling houses. Right. But I just hadn't really thought much about it. So I took this real estate class and it was really cool because right away I realized, you know, obviously there's residential real estate and there's the buying and selling of houses. That's everyone who lives somewhere or rents. Right. But I hadn't really spent much time thinking about it on the business side of things, on the commercial side of things. And throughout this course, kind of learned about those things and got into, you know, the fact that a lot of people are involved in real estate on the investment side and that, oh wait, commercial real estate is everywhere and everything. It's all the buildings. It's all anything that's happening outside of residential. It's still, there's still, you know, shifting of hands, transactions, and there's a whole nother world that I didn't even know, you know, or I hadn't thought about in real estate. So, it was kind of throughout that senior year that I really started thinking, okay, this could be fun. Like, I think this is something I'm interested in. If I don't know, as an agent, I wasn't sure at the time, but I thought at least as an investor and I want to be involved in that world
somehow, some way.
Yep. So, anyway, that was kind of where that all started. And then, you know, finished college, still wasn't sold. I wanted to be in real estate. And one of my considerations for that, I took my LSAT and everything and was kind of on the track to go to law school. And then I just kind of at the gates of it decided, you know what, same with the doctor thing. It's like on paper, this is maybe a route or the next path and go to schooling and better yourself and whatever. But I got to the gates of it and was just like, And my mindset was I didn't even necessarily want to be an attorney at all. Yeah. It was just I figured it'd be a great thing to have,
it was
or
the next
whatever
thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt the same exact way. It was like, well, it's the next logical step, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, but then you like actually thought about it, like at least for me, and it was just like, God, yeah, but do I actually really want to do this? Like, or right, am I just doing this because we have been so, you know, throughout our lives, there's always the next logical step. And this was just that next logical step. Yeah. And I decided, gosh, I'm doing this for the wrong reasons, right?
Yeah, yeah, Nick. And that's funny because that's, well, we've always said this. Yeah. We have similar stories. But it was the same for me. It was like I was finally at the gates of it. And again, was with my now wife and, you know, had other priorities in life and knew that I was going into it kind of with that mindset of this is the next thing and this will better me and it'll, you know, having my being an attorney will open these doors, which not saying that's not true. It totally is.
Yeah.
But I wasn't getting into it out of passion for wanting to be an attorney at all. And so when I was looking at that and I talked to some good mentors who kind of counseled me on this too, and just, you know, the big takeaway was like, if there's not something specific in that, you know, industry that you are passionate about and you know you want to do as an attorney, like if you're not even sure you want to be an attorney, why in the world would you go to law school, right?
And put yourself through
spend 50 grand a year and, you know, go through all the schooling. And again, there's lawyers out there and God needs lawyers. I mean, it's just another thing. It's another role right for people to do, but wasn't for me. So decided not to do that, headed into the workforce. Graduated college in May of 2019, came back to Rochester and was just, my wife was a semester behind me finishing nursing school. And we were open to anything at this point. We weren't sure we wanted to move home. We were looking at moving to Texas. We're looking at moving to Colorado. We were just anything really. We were starting from scratch and figuring, hey, let's move where we want to move and go where we want to go. And so she was finishing up. I came back to Rochester and was just bartending downtown and, you know, running around kind of biding the time, meeting, connecting, networking, trying to figure out what is my real next career step here, what I want to do. Yeah. Right. So throughout that process, I had looked into different, you know, mostly sales jobs because I was come from a business background and that's kind of, you know, I was okay with that lifestyle of commission. And I never really saw myself in a 9-to-5 type job. So whatever. So I was looking at, you know, medical device sales and insurance, and my dad's a financial advisor, looking at everything. And one day I have, there's a guy named Andrew Valen.
Yeah. He's a wonderful guy. He's your friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. He was one of my mentors because he actually coached, my football teams in high school. Yeah. He coached one of my football teams in high school and was just a mentor. I remember watching him because my dad and his dad are friends or family friends. And so I always looked up to Andrew. He was older than me, quarterback at Mayo. So one of my mentors, and he's now in the business world. And I think he's still with Astrup or he's probably still there, but
yep,
he was doing some in pharmaceutical sales. He was opening up his first restaurant. And I'm like, I want to talk to this guy, right? These are the type of people I want to talk to and, you know, see if I can get some guidance. So I remember driving up to the cities to meet him at his restaurant, Andrew, and told him I was looking at some different things and that I was, you know, I was interested in real estate. And right away, he's like, Gunner, if you're interested in real estate, you have to talk to Nick. You have to talk to, I know a guy, Nick Pompain in Rochester. I went to high school with him. Like, just leave it at that. You got to at least talk to Nick, you know, if that's something you're even somewhat considering. And so, awesome. That was great. We had a good lunch, whatever it was, and great. Gave me Nick's phone number. Awesome. Yeah, I'll meet up with Nick. That sounds great. I don't whoever this Nick guy is, right?
Yeah,
so I did. I reached out to you, you know, whenever that was. Gosh, should we try to put a time on it? What would that have been now? It was like the winter of 2020, I want to say. Or like,
was it 2020? I thought it was earlier than that because I wasn't married yet. I got married in 2019. You were with us before I got married. I'm almost.
No.
No?
Oh, it was like, certain. I think it was right at, well, because I graduated in May of 2019.
Okay.
And then I was at home for that summer.
There, that makes
that's
sense.
That's what it was. It was the 2019 heading into 2020.
So yeah, I probably just had gotten married.
Yeah, then. It was. Yeah. It was right at that time. Huh. And so, yeah, I remember you said, yep, let's get some coffee, Cafe Steam.
Woo.
And it was funny because, you know, I'm a people guy. I talk to a lot of people and have good conversations, but every once in a while you run into a you know, somebody you really connect with. And yep. That was what we had. I feel like right off the bat. So we sat down and, you know, introduced ourselves and talked about the business a little bit. And I remember just even by the time we left coffee, we just were hitting it off. We kind of, I think we probably shared our stories a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to go to law school and you're like,
same. So was I.
Yeah. Right. So we hit it off right away. And it just right from there, you invited me and just said, hey, if you want to, you know, come check us out and come to some showings and we'd love to have you around and if nothing else. Yeah. So that was, we left there and that was exactly what happened. I started, you know, you introduced me to Bucky, ran around and get to know the business a little bit with you and him. And I liked it and I was like, okay, this is great. I'm going to get my real estate license. And I think one of the things I really liked was it's like, it's just, you guys are good. You guys are good guys. You guys are real people out there helping people. And like, it's, I like that it was almost, it's almost like, I don't want to say unconventional, but it wasn't. It wasn't a job of like, you go work for a company and you clock in at 8 right. and whatever, you do whatever,
yeah.
you know? And then you go home. It was, I love the freedom of being able to, okay, one day we're going to look at this building and we're going to the cities and we're going to show this new business, you know, this new business is looking for some new space. And it was like, just anything, you know it is, but anything and everything you could think of, like, is an opportunity. And that's what I really liked about the business right off the bat.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like your own business, right? Like, that's what I tell all you guys. Like, I mean, you guys are agents, brokers, you know, and independent contractors. And you make of this business what you put into it, right? And it is. It's truly your own business, which is really cool. And I know for me personally, that was something that I know you said it too. It's something that was attractive to you. It wasn't that 9-to-5 thing. And I think for, you know, as I know people don't always like to use the word entrepreneur, but I'm going to use that word just because, you know, being young entrepreneurs, you know, being, for better lack of a better word, business owners, mm-hmm. you know, we all have this mindset of that way of, you know, hey, like, I like the randomness of the day. I always like that too. There's something new or someone new or some new issue or deal to work on almost on a daily basis, which was for me something that was super attractive because I didn't want to do the same old every day. Cause to me that was like being a monkey, you know, like, oh, you punch in, you know, you do the same thing over and over and over again. And that wasn't just in my DNA. And it sounds like it wasn't for you either because growing up, I think it's kind of cool your story with your dad being a coach and your love. And, you know, I'm curious to know, like, hear some of like the life lessons that you learned in sports because you played at a very high level, which I would be curious to hear about, like, you know, how that helped you grow as a person and as a business person. So not only from, you know, I would be curious to see, you know, from a sports side of things, how that helped you, Gunner, in your journey and becoming the person that you are and also in business. Like what did it teach you?
Yeah. That's a good question. And I'd love to answer because it's like with sports for me in my life, you know, it just was a part of my life from the beginning and like coming from that family and having my dad and just encourage us to play sports. And I, you know, obviously football became what I went on to play in college, but younger, I mean, some of my favorite memories from being a kid are, you know, playing traveling baseball and going to all the tournaments and whatever it was, baseball, football, I played a little bit of basketball. And, you know, from the young age and then on to high school and college, it just kind of progressed up. But what you found, like when you look back on it is, and we would always say this in high school and college too, is like football is like a huge, it's a perfect example or parallel of life. Like there's so many things that you learn. It's just a game, and it is. It's just a game, but like it's more to it than that because, you know, with sports or in business too, you're on a team and you're buying into one goal collectively. And like, I think what you learn, and sometimes when you say you learn, is like I'm sitting here now, almost 26, married with a kid, looking back at my experiences, and I can maybe reflect on them in a different way. But it's all those concepts of like putting yourself second and like buying into the good of the team and like just kind of And not only that, but then just work ethic and working hard, and you're not going to, nothing's going to be given to you. You know, you're not going to just walk out of bed and, you know, roll onto the football field and start. Cause even if you're athletic and you have some ability, you know, you're not going to be on the same page as everyone else. So, hopefully I'm not too scattered with how I'm presenting this, but it's, sports have been huge for me because it is, it's the little things and how you interact with people. And how you treat people, and you learn to respect one another, right? You learn to pick each other up. And like I said, I think, you know, and I have a very strong Christian faith. That's my, where my background comes from and how I'm oriented. And for me, it's like sports is the perfect vessel, you know, because life's crazy. There's all stuff in life.
Oh my gosh.
It's this perfect, simple vessel to focus all these beautiful principles on and to grow yourself and your character as a man, you know, in this setting with your brothers, that then, you know, when you're done, you're not ever really done. Like you're still maintain that brotherhood and that, that team. And then not only that, but then you go out into your, you know, work life or your family life, and you're able to apply those same concepts.
The same principles.
You apply the same principles.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit. So now, so Gunner came to Reality Growth. It's really awesome. Gunner also is doing some insurance sales on the side. That's more of a seasonal thing. And so, you know, let's talk about some of those principles that you utilize, that you learned, you know, all the way, you know, from your sports, your life, right? And then coming into the work, to work. Like, how have you then transferred those? I can kind of see where you're going with that, but explain.
Sure. Well, I guess number one with just like work ethic, and that's like before you even get into the deep part of it, as I'd like to say, or like the heart side of it, is at face value, you know, number one, work ethic. And, you know, like with sports, it's a very simple process of, you know, in order, the season is the season. There's a few months of it, but the months leading up to the season, it's your job to go make yourself become the best athlete physically, mentally, that you can possibly be in preparation for the season. And if you didn't do that work the 9 months ahead of time for the 3 month season, then your 3 month season was going to be nowhere near what it could have been.
Yeah.
You know? And so like right there, that's an easy application to business,
right?
Because it's like things don't just happen. And I think like I said, I'm a believer, and I believe in the power of prayer and that God can make things happen, but it's, you know, things won't happen if you're just sitting behind closed doors, keeping your head in the sand and not out putting yourself out there, you know, for opportunities. And, so I think that number one is just the work ethic, and you gotta half of it, sometimes just getting off your butt and going and doing something. I think that's what I would say now, like to the younger people, is I remember, like, I'm kind of a perfectionist in my head, and maybe some people watching this will laugh at me, but it is, I like to have things in a certain order, and I want to have an exact plan of how everything's going to go. And I have that kind of perfectionist sort of mindset. And what I've found in like in business is sometimes it's just freaking getting up and going, you know, and like going and meeting somebody, and then show up at a conference or whatever. I mean, there's a million things you can do, but I think, you know, and that's a whole other conversation about business plan and how do you prioritize your time. But the main takeaway is, you got to do something to get anything out of what you're doing.
Right. Nope, for sure.
So that's one thing, is just work ethic. You kind of, you get what you put out of it.
Yep.
You get what you put out.
You got it.
Or you get out of it what you put in, is what I meant.
No, absolutely.
So there's that aspect. Number two is the deeper, I'd say, what I'd say is more critical even, is like just the concept of family. And like, when you're on a football team or any sports team, and even beyond sports, if you're in a band or whatever, you know, anyone that's in those close-knit groups can tell you, it's like there's this family connection you have that's hard to replicate, you know?
Yeah.
And I think what I found, like, in the business world, and is that team aspect is just as critical. And I think it's not only having systems in place to, you know, it's like with football, that's the X's and O's and the coach's job to make sure that the schemes are all, you know, we're getting the kids the stuff they need to play. but beyond even that, it's just the caring and the willingness to, you know, contribute as a team and to kind of take yourself out of it and to just say, I'm a part of this team. I love these guys and these women, right? This is my family. you know, if you have that sort of energy and that's where your heart is at, I feel like no matter what you're doing, you're going to have success.
That's awesome. You know, as we continue on in this, and I know we probably don't have a whole lot of time left, you know, now that you are in the thick of things in your career, and yes, you have a family, you know, priorities change. I know you talked about that a little bit. You know, one thing that I know that I have personally struggled with is how to balance that. And I know that's always like the magic question, right?
Yeah,
and some people don't even like that idea of work-life balance. I know there, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I hate that. I hate that because there's no such thing. But, you know, Gunnar, on your journey, how have you learned to prioritize that? Because you are a young entrepreneurial professional who's in real estate that have, you know, you have a child, you have a wife. But you also have to, you know, work and put food on the table and take care of things.
So, yeah, right.
You know, what are some thoughts behind that and how have you been able to handle that? Because this isn't easy. This is not an easy job. And you know, I'm not just saying sales and real estate is not easy. You know, there's obviously a lot of jobs out there.
Yeah.
And people are going through very similar things. So, you know, what are some things that you can talk to that, you know, have helped you and how you've seen yourself grow and learn from those things?
Yeah. That's a great question, too. I mean, I think, like you said, you know, when you say work-life balance, and that means different things to different people, and different people, you know, there's people on way different ends of that spectrum too, where there's people that have no, you know, have a work in life but don't spend much time on the life, or have work in life and don't work nearly enough. Yeah. It's hard to find that. They said that's why it's the magic question. It's hard to find that balance. But I think the main thing, like you said, is it's identifying what your priorities are. And then from there, building your, and I'm a big schedule guy and calendar guy. And that's one thing we talk about, you know, it's cool getting into like the real estate. I'm going off on the side a little bit here. It's cool getting into the real estate business or any self-employed business where you don't really have a schedule in terms of like, if you don't make yourself things to do, there's not going to be things to do. Right. Which at first is like, oh, this is, you know, there's some good freedom with that. But then you realize real quick, like, okay, 9 to 5 self-employed. One way or another, we got to all work here, you know? So like, you know, so even though it's a more flexible schedule, like you, as you know, you end up being very busy and almost to a fault, because when you're not 9 to 5, then you get stuff rolling in at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And it's hard to kind of shut that off. Yeah. It's just the nature of the business. But going back to what I was kind of saying is, I think it's important to identify what your own priorities are. Like I said, for me, family is the main thing for me, and I've got my work family and my friends, and I would consider you guys part of my core family. My household, my family is the most important thing to me. And I think, you know, and like you said, with doing real estate and also doing some stuff with insurance, and I'm, you know, I coach football at Mayo. I'm involved in a number of different things. And I think the key to balancing that, and I'm not suggesting or saying that's for everybody, I know I'm finding a good blend for myself, is just being open with your communication with everybody and like being clear on where you're at. And sometimes that means saying no.
The like, power of no, man.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. Yeah. Cause you don't want to just say no all the time. You know, I feel like it's almost better to start with a say yes and then shift to say no. Cause if you don't say yes to anything, it's hard to have doors open. But like when I first started, it was like anything and you know, anything.
Yes,
I'll do anything. But now as I'm really truly becoming really busy and have all these things going on, it's being able to commit to, you know, what you can commit to, but being willing and like having the confidence to say like, no, this isn't something I can do right now or at this time or at this day, because I'm going to be home watching my son or I'm going to be doing this or that. You can't compromise, you know, if I say I'm sitting here and saying my family is a priority, but then I'm willing to put away time that I have for something else that I've already planned on being, you know, does that make sense?
I mean, you
got to stick to your guns.
Kind of, for sure. And you know what I found too, Gunnar, is that things, you know, not to say that the family is ever not going to be a priority, because it always will be.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a time in life, right? Like I talked to my wife about this,
yeah,
you know, where, yeah, when our kids get older, we might have more time to focus on work, right?
Yeah,
and that's
okay. Yeah.
That's absolutely okay. And right now, for you and I, especially having little ones, right?
Yeah.
Our focus is on our family, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And like, because, things shift, right? We're constantly in, I feel like we're constantly in a shift and we're, you know, we're rebalancing.
Yeah.
It's so different than, you know, when your stock guy or financial advisor, you know, is constantly rebalancing your portfolio. That's the way I kind of look at it, right?
Yeah,
like I kind of look at my life as that too. It's like, oh yeah, we're constantly like rebalancing.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I think like that's it's not an easy thing to do. Right.
Yeah.
And especially like when we are running our own businesses, it's so easy, man, to like just say, oh, well, tomorrow's another day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then what I always think about is, well, maybe I missed out on that. What if I missed out on that opportunity?
Yeah, right?
And so I know that's always been for me personally too, just kind of a struggle, because you talk about the freedom. The freedom is wonderful. And I know you talked about it a little bit. The freedom is fantastic. But, you know, sometimes it can be a real danger, because there's always another day. I can do it next in 2 hours, like
you gotta have some self-discipline,
right?
Self-discipline to have a schedule like that,
right?
But I think you would both, like, I think you would agree with me too, that if you're able to do it right, you know, that flexibility is so valuable.
Oh, and
like, if
absolutely.
You don't, it's more about, it's like, don't abuse it.
Correct.
Like, don't abuse the flexibility.
Correct.
But there's a reason that I want to be flexible, and it's I want to be able to prioritize my family if they need me, or I want to be able to, you know, just, or even business wise, prioritize what I have going on business wise.
Absolutely.
And I get to decide that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And what a rewarding life, you know, that this can lead. And I know that we've both seen that. We've been blessed and, you know, the fruits of the labor and everything like that. So, you know, as we, you know, get ready to kind of close out segment here, you know, this has been really fun. You know, like I said, you and I have this like really odd, but awesome connection. And I say odd in the most respectful way, just because of how similar our stories are. You know, what Gunnar, like, just from like a growth mindset and like your entrepreneurial spirit, what would you tell people out there who were kind of like you and I, that was just like, oh, I think I'm going to do this. And then it changed.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I think I'm going to do this. And then it changed.
Yeah.
And it just keeps changing. Like,
what
would you tell people? Like, what would your suggestion be to them? Like, you know, don't be scared, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I would say, honestly, and I'm feeling this right now as you're asking, it's like, help the people, man. Like, money will follow you. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to make, you know, whatever. We're all going to make different amounts of money.
Yeah.
And like, even money in terms of a measurable of success, it means something different to everybody.
To everybody, yeah.
And like, I think, and like, just personally, what I get gratification out is helping people, like serving. So for people that are young and are trying to figure out their path of like what I want to be in, it's good to be thinking about that. And it's not, I'm not encouraging you to think about it less or, right? It's important. But I think like the mindset shouldn't be, you know, how am I going to make the most money? The mindset could be like, where am I useful? Like, where am I useful? And again, for me, that's a God thing. It's like, where does God want me? But I think if you're serving people, that's going to make you feel good. And then eventually you're going to find a niche and like, you're going to, you know, and people are going to keep coming to you and wanting your help. And that is such a rewarding feeling when people start coming back to you and you start getting that affirmation of, I must be in the right place, because I just had this person all thank me head over heels for my help and just, you know, whatever. I think that's the priority, is just how can you serve people? I think that's kind of, that'll lead you the right direction.
Well, I think that's a really great, you know, I think that's really great information. And like, you know, as we close out here, I want to say thank you for doing this. I know this isn't always like something that, you know, I think people, when you ask them, they sometimes get, oh gosh, like I've never done that before. And it's like, yeah, but it's just about sharing your story, sharing how you've grown as a person, you know, in life and in business, because that's obviously what our focus is here. And everybody's story is different, but like, I think there's also so many similarities. And I think that just reaffirms the fact that people out there that are doing this, like, I think it's like what you said, like, I know you talked about mentors, and you can't be afraid to ask questions, and you can't be afraid to just, you're never alone, because we've all been through this. I mean, let's look at your story and my story. Even though we grew up in completely different households, our paths are so eerily similar in so many different ways that it's like, there's probably a million other people that did exactly the same thing that you and I did, right? And so I think that's my takeaway from you, from our conversation today. And I, once again, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so in closing, Gunner, like, first of all, how do we find you, right? Like, how does someone talk to you?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, first, I guess I'm on Instagram, you know, like social media wise, it's, my name is Gunner Grimsrud. On Facebook and Instagram, it's just Gunner Grimsrud, my name, pushed together. You can find me on there.
Follow him. He did the market update today, by the way.
Yep, I did the market update today.
He's working on it, I should say.
I got some pictures of my kiddos on there, or my kiddle. And my wife.
I was going to say kiddos. Oh, what? Is this something new?
Yeah. No. Not that I know of. But so yeah, social media there. But my cell phone number, 507-289-1799. You know, whether your friend needs to get hold of me or you want to get hold of me for business purposes, that's how you can get me directly. And I, like I said, man, I love helping people. The businesses I'm in, you know, real estate, this is what we're here. I mean, I love helping, you know, anybody who want, people who want help are the best people to help, right?
Absolutely.
I don't want, if you don't want help that you're, or want my help, then I don't want to help you, right? That's fine.
Sure.
We're both okay with that. But, you know, if there's stuff in the real estate business that you're just have questions about, I've worked with a lot of brand new business owners and watch them start from an idea of, oh, it'd be cool to do this and it'd be cool to be open and be a legit business, to actually doing it and maybe even moving on to a second location. And we've seen that, Nick can attest, we've seen that really happen. So I'd say that's kind of the people that I would call out to are people that, you know, there's a million businesses and there's a bunch of things that people can be doing and are good at that you just don't know about. Why not make your dreams come true, man? It's a matter of sometimes just the logistics and us helping you figure out the lines you need to stay between and the process to make it happen. But there is a process to make it happen, right?
That's right.
I that's where my passion is in this business, is helping business owners, you know, kind of see their dreams come true, because it's totally possible. If you got a good business, why not get after it and go, you know, find your own awesome location, and that's where we can help.
I got it. So, I mean, I agree with you. So everybody, contact the dream maker, Gunner Grimsrud, at Realty Growth. So anyways, I think that's a wrap for this week. We appreciate everybody out there listening to us, watching us. We look forward to another awesome podcast here at Real Growth Podcast. See y'all next week.
See you guys.